Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And it has been a while since my last confession, and I accuse myself of the following sins. I have been dirty, Father. So very, very dirty. Yesterday, when I was on my way to class, I made a stop at the bathroom. But as soon as I slid my panties down, someone came in. Two someones. They were laughing and snickering. I tried to be very quiet, and I listened to them getting into the stall next to me. I heard them whisper faintly, sigh down zippers, and then kiss. Kiss, Father, right next to me in the bathroom stall. I didn't move. I hardly even breathed. I just listened. And then a girl started to moan. She moaned again and again, louder every time. It made me feel so strange. It made me want to stand on the toilet and look over into the other stall. But I was too scared to even let out a breath. It made me want to feel what she felt, even though they were committing the most heinous of sins. Before I knew it, my fingertips touched something wet, and they had slid between my thighs, Father, as if on their own. I could hear her moaning louder now. She was pressed against the walls between us, and I could hear her hot breath, which made those deep, savory sounds getting faster and faster. I leaned in closer, putting my cheek right next to where hers would be. Then I could hear something else, a smacking, as if something slapped against her between each of her hasty breaths. And my hand slid right back between my thighs, brushing my fingers over myself ever so lightly. It felt so good. So right, Father. I traced them back and forth, listening to the violence in the other stall. And only half an inch of wood kept me from feeling her breath on my skin. The thought gave me goosebumps. As I slid my fingers around, they slipped between my lips. And it felt so excruciating that I almost let out a moan of my own. But my other hand snapped over my mouth just in time. I tried to be quiet so they didn't know I was listening. But I was right on the edge. Right on the edge of finishing when I heard them stop. I waited for them to leave, Father. I was so... just turned on. As soon as they were gone, I fucked myself so hard. First with one finger, then two. I needed my cunt to be filled. I wanted a cock so badly. But there was no one else there, so my fingers had to be enough. It didn't take me long to come, Father. And I'm so ashamed of my disgusting behavior. I need salvation so badly. I'm not done yet, Father. It wasn't long before that the university had started up after summer break. We were told that our new teacher would be someone from Georgia, but not anything about how old he was or how good looking he was. I was always behind in school, so I knew I was going to have to ask him for help every once in a while. During the first week, I waited, letting everyone leave before going up to his desk. And we would talk for a while, and there wasn't really any chemistry between us, but I flirted with him anyway. One day, I went to leave, and suddenly he grabbed my ass and he pulled me back against him to kiss me. His lips were so soft, Father, but his wandering hands found their way to my breast. And he told me that him and his wife hadn't had sex in over a month. So knowing that, I couldn't turn him down. It was the right thing to do, Father. We kissed passionately for a long time. And then, he slid his hand to my panties. And he rubbed my cunt. Father, I'm so ashamed. I led this married man into debauchery. I am a succubus, but I can't help it. I need the attention, and I did nothing to stop him. Before long, I was on my knees, sucking his cock like the filthy fucking whore I am. And after a minute, he pushed me up by my neck and threw me across the desk, yanking down my panties and shoving his cock inside me. It felt so good. And I knew how wrong it was, but it was just too much. I needed to be filled, Father. He didn't last very long, but I was happy to have his cum on my ass when he finished. And after that, he pulled up his pants. He left me to dry. I get fucked regularly by my professor now. I know it's wrong, but it's so good. He helps me discover a lot of new sides of myself. I think it's leading to the inevitable corruption of me. I turned from what was once an innocent little schoolgirl to a full-blown, cock-sucking whore. I'm sorry, Father, but I also must confess something vile. Yes, even worse than sex with a married man. A friend of my mother's visited for a week. She had this daughter. She was younger than me, Father. We had to share a room because our house is small. But by sharing room, I mean that we had to share the same bed as well. One night, I woke up and I was so fucking horny. I couldn't help but run my fingers over my clit. I'm sorry, Father, but it wasn't enough. I snuck out of bed, and I grabbed some of my scarves and belts. Then when I came back, I tied her wrist to my bedpost. But she started squirming. So I had to jump on her and cover her mouth with my hand, Father. She struggled. She kept struggling. And I took my soaked panties off. And I shoved them into her mouth. Then I secured them there with my scarf. But that wasn't enough for me. My demon wanted more. It needed more, Father. It was such a tease to me, seeing her with her clothes on. It was so wrong. But my pussy was so wet, seeing her naked with her legs spread. And that, oh, So tempting, pussy. I climbed onto her. My fingers exploring places that they shouldn't touch. Brushing and circling over her sensitive skin until I could hear her shaking moans almost escape through the cloth. I knew it was wrong, but why do the boys get to have all the fun with girls? It started to feel very, very hot, Father. My heart pounding faster. She was pleading me with her eyes to stop, but that only made me want more of what I was doing. So I slipped my hand down between her legs, Father, and she begged for me to stop. Her whimpers. I went faster, my fingers moving in and out of her virgin pussy. And it wrapped so tightly around my fingers that it hurt if I got too deep. But not enough to make me want to stop. She was almost screaming, pulling violently at the scarves that held her. But I was losing control, seeing my fingers drenched in our sin. And I know that she was in pain, Father, but I was loving it. I knew that I should stop, but I just wanted more. I couldn't stop myself. You understand, don't you? I moved up her body, and I straddled her face. Then I took the gag off. And I pulled my panties from her mouth and shoved my pussy right against her pretty little lips. And it felt so good. I just needed her mouth on my cunt. I had to bite my lip to keep from moaning, Father. And I slapped her face and I told her to fucking lick it. The poor thing started to cry, and she cried while she licked my pussy. She cried like such a little good girl. Completely, Father. Oh, forgive me. Oh, Father, I am afraid to confess something. A confession that would make angels cry. Something so sinful. I had sex with multiple men at one time. I was at a party. I had gotten a little drunk and ended up making a fool of myself. Walking around half naked and begging the men there to satisfy my needs. Drinking does that to me. And one guy, he came forward. And he led me into a dark room with a huge bed in it. And he started to strip off my clothes. And then tug down my panties. What kind of panties, Father? Oh. They were lacy and black. With pink trim and a little bow. And he pushed me to my knees and offered me his cock, demanding that I open my mouth as he slipped it between my lips, forcing it deep into my throat. No. How did it feel? It felt amazing. Throbbing and hot. Just knowing that he was aching that much for me. I couldn't help but touch myself while I was sucking him. I know it was bad, but it felt so good. I started sucking him. Father, I can hear you breathing heavily. Do you want to hear what happens next? While I was doing that, other men entered the room. And before I knew what was happening, I had a cock in each hand and their mouths on my breast, and someone was between my legs. His lips were so soft, and his beard tickled a little, especially as he got higher and higher. And then he ran his tongue over my clit. I started to struggle and yell out, "Father," but everything that they were doing to me felt so good. They started using me. And I couldn't help it, Father. But I was so horny by then. I needed relief. One of them started to enter me from behind, and it hurt so bad. I wanted to scream at him to stop, but he just kept going. After a while, though, even that started to feel good. His cock pushing deep into my ass. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. How good it felt as it slid inside me. How wet am I? Are you inquiring to see how bad of a sin it is? I'm drenched, Father. Yes, I know. I have been sinful, and I shouldn't have done all those things, but I couldn't stop myself. I could barely control my moans, and then I felt someone else push their cock against my pussy. His hands were so strong, pushing my thighs apart, exposing me to him. I know it was so wrong. But it felt so good. Both of them going in and out until they came deep and hard inside me, filling me with their seed. Oh, forgive me, Father. I have such a hard time controlling my urges. Feelings possess me. They drive me to sin over and over until I am used and condemned. These sins and all those that I cannot remember. I humbly repent and ask for absolution, counsel, and penance.